I did that right in front of your very ears, and now we're recording. So this will be podcast later, Bill Corcoran. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Now, what is it you do in real life when you're not the creator of a time machine for Corcoran?
The owner-operator of Bridgetown Imprints in downtown Fargo. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been walking down Broadway and seen Abe Lincoln in a window, that's our shop.
That's you. And
yes.
Are you a Corcoran sort of guy?
Yes, I am. I'm one of the members of the inner core of Corcoran.
Mm-hmm. And can you explain to our listeners who may not know, and a good number of our listeners may not know, what Corcoran is?
Corcoran is a group of people who are fans of science fiction, fantasy, horror, anime, and they get together and put on this great convention for other fans, and it includes fans of film, television, tabletop gaming, electronic gaming, anime. So it's a lot of fun for all these people.
Anime is Japanese animation, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. See, I remember that from when my son was younger. And it used to be that science fiction was mostly reading, you know, science fiction books or science fiction magazines and such. Do you have a favorite author?
I love Asimov and Heinlein quite a bit.
Oh, God. What a great answer. So Isaac Asimov was undoubtedly one of the most brilliant people who walked the face of the earth back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s and was writing into the 60s and 70s. The Foundation Quadrology, whatever it is, one of my favorite. Robert Heinlein is incredible. I'm also a Harlan Ellison fan, but that's pretty rough. Now, Corcoran, give us some of the basics. When is it? Is it a convention or what do you call it? Corcoran get together?
Yes, it's a convention put on by the members of Corcoran who are fans of this genre, and it's put on for other fans who want to come and take part in all the different activities. We have media guests. This year we have Anthony Montgomery from Star Trek Enterprise, and we have also John Picasso, who is a Hugo Award-winning science fiction fantasy artist. Mm. So we have a lot of interesting things. And you don't have to be a fan of all of them to enjoy it. You can be a science fiction fan, come and find something to enjoy. You can just be an anime fan.
Well,
come and find something.
Now tell us about the time machine. If people go to KFGO.com, I have a picture. Is that you piloting the time machine there?
No, that's actually John Odegaard, and he's our model that we use because we're also developing a comic book based on the time machine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm illustrating the comic book, and he's in place now because he's also on the program guide cover as a comic book.
How big is the time machine? The dimensions, please.
It's 8 feet across, and the center of it actually rotates. When you get in and you push the lever up, you go around. The theme is that it's like taking a clock and a compass, putting on its side, and you are riding on the dial, going around, traveling through space and time.
And this will be on display at Corcoran for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yes, it will, and people can also ride it.
Okay, and have their picture taken in it.
Yes.
How long did it take you to build?
About a year.
And what are the materials?
The materials are, the base is made out of wood, and then we have found objects, brass, thing. There are a few pieces from brass beds in there. We have a seat that's from my old 72 Maverick. There's some old parts from a scooter in it. So there are a wide range of parts. A lot of thrift store shopping in there, too.
Well, it's pretty cool. You'll be transporting it, I presume, in the back of a pickup over to the Doublewood sometime before the show.
Yeah. Too bad this thing doesn't actually work.
Yeah, no kidding. And time travel are some of my favorite science fiction short stories because they can become very complex.
You know, this next year, too, is the celebration of where in Back to the Future, when travel into the future.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have, of course, Doctor Who, which has been around for a long time, and we have a lot of fans of Doctor Who.
All right, CoreCon is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the at Doublewood, and there will be vendors there. There will be displays. There will be media attractions. There will be friends of science fiction fans, and we hope you have a great turnout. I'm sure you will. That's a fine-looking time machine you got there.
Well, thank you very much.
Have you ever heard of Harlan Ellison, the author?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I was going to say, you really should look him up if you haven't. I have no mouth. I have no mouth, and I must scream is one of, to me, one of the, God, it is a great short story. All right, well, thank you very much, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Good talking to you, Bill. Bill Cochran from CoreCon, 6 Echoes of the Future. He's the creator of the time machine, and this will be podcast at KFGO.com.